My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, after Christmas, this is the second time to see such a big crowd sitting in the presence of God. Would you like to have a Easter joke? Do you like to have an Easter joke?
Yes.
Okay. A parishioner, after Easter Sunday Mass, was going out of the church. And the pastor was standing at the door as he always used to shake hands, just like me and Father Tom, as we do. And the pastor grabbed the parishioner by the hand and pulled him aside. And the pastor said to him, "You need to join the army of God." The pastor said to him, "You need to join the army of God." And the parishioner replied, "I am already in the army of the Lord, Pastor." He said, "I am already in the army of the Lord." Then the pastor questioned him, "How come I did not see you except at Christmas and Easter? How come that I could not see you except, I could not see you other Sundays except Christmas and Easter?" Then he whispered back to the pastor, saying like this, "My pastor, I am in the secret service." All of you understood? He said to the pastor, "I am in the secret service." Maybe here also there are some people who are in the secret service. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the joy of the Easter should be in the lives of everyone. The joy of Easter should be in the family of everyone. The joy of Easter should be in the parish of every diocese. This is what exactly what our risen Lord wants of us today, this morning. I would like to narrate to you a small Indian story. The story goes like this. There was a family, a widow. She had only one son. Her husband passed away. She belongs to a poor family. One day, unfortunately, the boy fell in sickness, or he got a kind of sickness no doctor can cure the boy. After a few days, somebody told her that your son is going to die, for sure. And the mother was so much worried how to save her own son and get back to life. She heard from somebody saying, "There is a sage who is coming to that particular countryside, speaking about God, who has complete knowledge of God, who has experienced God in his life." By the time he was walking by that street, the boy died. And someone again told the widow, "My dear lady, we have a good sage entering into our countryside. Why don't you ask him a favor that he could bring back life to your son?" With a hope, with a great desire, with a great love, she runs back to this sage And now the sage was standing right under a tree. The mother was pleading for the life of her own son. The mother was beseeching the sage, "My good man, give back life to my son. My good man, give back life to my son." The sage thought for some time and he said to her like this, "My dear woman, I have experience of God. I have witnessed God. I know who the Lord or who God is." Then he told her, "You go back to your house, take a bowl, and go to every house in your countryside, and get a bowl of grains, can be wheat, can be corn, can be anything. You go to any family and get me a bowl of grains. But remember, you go to a family and you should get that grains of the bowl of grains from a family which has not witnessed death." You understand? The sage is telling to the woman like this, "You go and get a bowl of grains from a family which has not witnessed death. That means, in that family, nobody should have not died. And from such family, you should get a bowl of grains." And now this mother, with great hope and great desire, goes home and takes a bowl and takes her car and goes to a family. And she rings the bell and the door is open. She is asking for a bowl of grains from that family. "Why don't you give me a bowl of grains if your family, in your family, nobody has died?" Then the man says, "I am sorry. Last year, my father passed away." Then this lady goes to another house and rings the bell. And again, the woman opens the door and she says, "In my family also, my mother-in-law passed away 6 months back. I am sorry, I could not give a bowl of grains." And like this, this mother goes door to door and could not get a bowl of grains. And with disappointment, she comes back to the sage. Now, my question for you is this: can we have a family, or can we have a house, which has not witnessed a death? Can we have a family? Can we have a family? No. The woman was disappointed. And then she comes to the sage, and the sage is telling his final words to her like this: "My dear woman, what is there for you and for me? One day, we all have to die, and one day we all have to rise with God. And therefore, and every family that God has created, every family that God has given, should witness a death." But he says, "If a death person or dead person should have life, means a second life that is with Christ in heaven. And that is the feast that we are celebrating. Jesus, who raised Lazarus, Jesus, who raised the daughter of Jairus, Jesus, who raised the son of a widow, today he himself being raised on the third day. He raised 3 people from the dead. Now he himself, on the third day, he is being raised by God the Father. And this is what exactly we are celebrating today. And the Easter is the greatest and the most important feast in the church for 3 reasons. The first reason is this: The resurrection of Christ is the basis of our Christian faith. And second, Easter is the guarantee of our own resurrection. And three, Easter is the feast which gives us hope and encouragement in this world of pain, sorrows, and tears. It reminds us that life is worth living. No other tomb in the history is open and empty. All the tombs, from the pharaohs of Egypt to the Caesars of Rome, from the kings of India to the emperors of France, are all closed and occupied. Only the tomb of Jesus is an empty tomb today. Even the tomb of the religious reformers are not reported to be an empty tomb. The tomb of Jesus had to be empty. Otherwise, the death of Jesus on the cross would have been in vain. The tomb of Jesus had to be empty today. Otherwise, there would not have been the victory of God. Because of the empty tomb, we can lay claim to forgiveness. Because of the empty tomb, we can lay claim to redemption. And because of the empty tomb, we can lay claim to eternal life. And that's what we are here this morning to celebrate, that eternal life of Jesus and the eternal life that Jesus has promised for each one of us gathered here this morning. And let us also pray for every one of us gathered here this morning, that God may give us that grace to celebrate our second life with Christ in the paradise of God. Amen.